We should stop at the market for potatoes, Theo. I'll add them to the stew tonight. I should have brought the shopping basket along.
Emily's husband didn't reply. His attention was on the spot where Rachel had seen the eye, and devil take it all, but was there a strange shimmering hanging there in space and time? A sort of quivering of the air? Like the haze of heat on a summer meadow in the midst of a hot July day at noon? Yet there was no heat in the brisk Nebraska air, only a queer dryness, a lack of moisture that seemed to be spreading in his mouth and nasal passages. Tanner stomped his feet and vigorously rubbed his hands together.
I say, I feel a most definite chill coming on.
Emily's brow furrowed beneath the bangs of her auburn hair.
Nonsense, Theo. It is a beautiful afternoon. Are you coming down with an illness? It must be those students of yours. There is no telling what types of germs they bring into the classroom on a daily basis.
Tanner smiled at his beloved wife, showing off his beautiful array of teeth, only to discover his intended gesture of reassurance had created the exact opposite effect.
Your teeth, Theo. They are chattering.
He reached up and felt his lower jaw.
So they are.
Again he glanced over at the street, but the odd warping of the air was gone. He was torn between asking if Rachel had seen anything and dismissing it immediately in order to keep from upsetting the girl yet again.
My delicate constitution seems to have caught a cold. Yet, I do not feel all that well, I'm afraid.
Rachel peered at her father with the intent gaze of a child.
What is wrong, father?
Nothing, dear little one. Nothing at all.
Rachel turned as white as an eggshell.
You saw it, father. You saw it, did you not?
Perhaps I did see something.
More eyes from heaven?
Emily was just teasing, but before she could add another word, she was interrupted by a sound unlike any that she had ever heard in her 27 years. A sound that she would never be able to forget or rid her memory of. And then, before the waiting Tanner family, a temporal doorway was torn open, renting the very fabric of time and space. This was no wooden door in a frame of the type familiar to the denizens of this particular point in time, nor was it a fanciful airlock of the future, nor even a magic portal. This doorway was something else, something more precise, with accurate angles and deliberate, calibrated measurements, hanging suspended in what Dr. Theophilus Algernon Tanner had always understood to be three-dimensional space. What floated within the angles was a darker kind of geometry. This was a gateway via a fourth, unknown dimension. Later, long after the shock had faded, Tanner would find this route to be one of an infinite number along the currents and eddies swirling within the invisible dimension of time, no time.
The eye! God's eye! God's eye! Look, Father! Do you see it?
The sun still hung in the sky, but the color of the world changed from light to dark as the door swung open and gave a great cosmic inhalation. The world was now a reverse negative, white on black with an absence of color, the atmosphere thick and cloying. And damn it all, but a fog bank had somehow rolled in through the mysterious conduit, obscuring the corner from sight, obscuring those trapped within the swirling mist from even clearly seeing one another, much less the angular obscenity that had appeared in their midst. Terror in her throat, Emily reached down and pulled her baby from the confines of the carriage, clutching little Joey onto her breast. Minus her grip on the handle and the baby's weight, the carriage skittered away, pulled by the suction. Her new hat flew from her head and instantly vanished in the mist.
Theo! Where are you?
Rachel was on her feet, her hair and clothing whipping around her frail body by seemingly gale-force winds. The red scarf she wore plumed from her neck like a signal flare. But the screaming of mother and daughter was blocked, torn away by the rift hanging near the sidewalk. And Tanner, he was somehow suspended in midair, his frock coat flowing behind him like a cape, his shoulder-length hair streaming from his skull, each fine fiber standing up and out, crackling with static electricity.
Thunder and damnation!
Struggling to keep her footing in the maelstrom, Emily reached out and felt her fingers brush Tanner's hand. He managed to yell three final words above the unholy sound coming from the doorway.
I love you!
And then he vanished into nothingness.